It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, Wisconsin is getting a lot of the 2016 spotlight. We'll talk about the news that both major political parties will be holding presidential debates here in the state. First, the PGA Tour Championship takes place in Kohler, Wisconsin this week. Area residents and businesses are hoping for an economic boost. Golfers and fans from around the world are descending on northeastern Wisconsin for the event. They'll need places to eat, sleep, and shop while they're there. Wisconsin might seem like a surprising destination for golf enthusiasts because of our short playing season, but the sport actually plays a pretty big part in the state's economy. We're joined now by Kevin Quinn, Dean of the Donald J. Schneider School of Business and Economics at St. Norbert College. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I know this might be hard to measure accurately, but ballpark, what kind of impact does an event like this PGA Tour have on a community like the Kohler area?
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you say that it's hard to calculate it. Usually these studies are done by people that have a vested interest in making the number look big. The most reliable numbers so far suggest between $75 and $100 million for the state. I would guess that's probably too big by half, but it's still a pretty substantial number. And if you just look at the Sheboygan County and around Kohler there, all 1,800 of their hotel rooms were booked long ago. So it definitely has an impact on that area. It doesn't have impact on, a lot of nightlife, because golfers get up early and they pretty much have dinner and go home. But it definitely is bringing in money into that area that wouldn't have otherwise been there.
And do we know, obviously the hotel industry is one that's probably going to do pretty well by this. What other kinds of businesses might rake in some cash on an event like this?
Well, definitely restaurants and the basic hospitality industries do so, gas stations, anything that would be benefited by just a ginormous influx of people. I mean, something like 200,000 people are supposed to be there. And, in fact, this is supposed to be the highest grossing PGA championship ever, which is partly a reflection of how good a job the folks at Whistling Straits do and the Kohler people do, but it's also a reflection of the fact that the economy is finally starting to get better.
Now, when we talk sports and economics, a lot of times we're talking about building new, basketball stadiums, how much public investment goes into something like that. So on the one hand, you're talking about how much money it brings in. It seems like a golf course is going to take in less public investment, less public risk than something like a major league sports arena.
Oh, that's absolutely the case. It wasn't all that long ago that sports facilities were all privately financed, and it's only, I'd say, in the last 50 or so years that that somebody got wise and figured out that, wow, if we can credibly threaten to move a team, we can extract some resources from the local community. Well, anybody can build a golf course, and so these are definitely primarily private ventures. So in a sense, unlike the Bucks case where you have to subtract off the public investment, there's relatively little public investment that has to go in there. There's some. I mean, there's some additional, highway stuff they have to do and maybe a little security. But for the most part, this is mostly private money that's generating all kinds of benefits for the state.
Now, I live here in Wisconsin. If you asked me a week ago, I would not have guessed that Wisconsin was a big golf state, and I would have been wrong. We have, it turns out, a disproportionate, when you look at states, investment, a number of golf courses, people who play the game. Why is Wisconsin, any idea, such a big golf state?
Well, it's really quite surprising that that's the case. There's something like 500 golf courses here, or one golf course for every 11,000 people. And I noticed they're all there on Sunday afternoons. but a lot of this has to do with the vision of one guy, Herb Kohler, quite honestly, in terms of raising the profile for Wisconsin as a golf destination. But it's a little more than that. I mean, despite the fact that we only have a seven-month season here, maybe 6 months is more realistic, this is definitely a travel and tourism state. It's a leisure state. Real estate is relatively inexpensive in a lot of parts of the state, and there, as a result of that, it's easier to build golf courses, and it's a little bit cheaper. And the other thing is, I just think that in Wisconsin, golf is a little more democratized than you would see in some other big cities. I mean, if you go out on a Thursday night and you see the local golf leagues, you know, the company golf leagues, it doesn't really look a lot different than the bowling leagues in terms of who's there. If you were to do that in the Chicago or Philly area, you would find it's a pretty well-heeled crowd up there. And so I think that's also part of the reason why. A lot of people hear golf.
And you mentioned the weather issue. People will go to Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra, in the middle of December for a game. You can't do that so much for golf. It would be a very different game, I imagine. So we can sustain this business even without those 5-6 months where it's too cold, the inclement weather, to play golf?
Yeah, the folks that live in Wisconsin are willing to play golf in conditions that people who live elsewhere in the country would never consider doing so. I was fortunate enough to be in Florida playing golf this last January. It was in the 50s, and there was no one on the courses because it was impossible to play golf when it was that cold. So that's definitely not something that we see here. Maybe we're a hardier type.
Talking to Kevin Quinn from St. Norbert College about the economic impact of this PGA Tour Championship happening here in Wisconsin. So, Kevin, on the one hand, we've got this one big windfall-type event, this PGA Tour this week. And on the other hand, there's these golf courses that are open as much of the year as they can be. Long-term, which of them is a bigger deal for the state's economy?
Oh, without any question, it's not the one-time event. It's the ongoing, regular business of it. You know, there are going to be 1,000 temporary workers that are going to be hired for this event. I think there are 8 full-time staffers or something like that Kohler has, 3,000 volunteers. Compare that to the fact that, you know, we have a Wisconsin, you know, golf economy that's somewhere between $1 and $1.5 billion. So there's a big difference there. I mean, that's a regular business that happens here. However, that said, I think that the spate of major tournaments, and remember, this thing's going to get 28 hours of television coverage. It reminds people that this is a golf course state. It gives exposure to Sheboygan. I mean, think back 10 or 15 years ago. If they would have said Sheboygan on national television, you know, people would laugh at the funny name.
It was
now
a punchline.
Now you say Sheboygan,
name, yeah.
And people go, yep. That's a golf place, and there's beautiful views. I mean, you know, the cameras and the HD are going to be showing the lake and the beauty that is Whistling Straits. So these tournaments really buttress the fact that Wisconsin is a great golf destination, but it's really, truly the everyday stuff that swamps the one-time event stuff in terms of economic impact.
But this is massive free marketing for that day-to-day stuff, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. If you're the travel and tourism person for Sheboygan County, you know, once you're able to sleep after this is over, I mean, you reap benefits for a long, long time. And, you know, the Ryder Cup, which is perhaps even a bigger deal than the PGA Championship, that's just right around the corner. That's 2020. So as soon as they're done with this, they're going to have to start ramping up for that.
Is it a worry for you as a sometime golfer, as I understand it, that, hey, this is going to be too popular? It's going to be hard to get a tee time in this state for the locals?
Well, for the last, I don't know, 10 or so years, and certainly accentuated by the economic downturn, the state of the golf industry has not been very good. You know, the TV ratings, I think, have been off, although the demographic that they pull in is unbelievable. I think something like the, you know, a third of the people who watch golf on television have household incomes of over $100,000, which is an incredible, you know, demographic. Mm-hmm. But we're starting to see signs that there's a bit of an upturn. The number of rounds played per year last year was up for the first time in a long time. So right now, if I had to say anything, there are probably more golf courses than the demand would support, but there are signs of life.
And
so I'm not too worried about getting a tee time.
We've got excess capacity if there is higher demand.
Yeah, I mean, and especially here in Wisconsin, I mean, we have so many great courses. I think 7 of the top 100 public courses in the country are here in Wisconsin. And even the courses that aren't in the top 100, they're great ones. And, you know, for kids who are looking to just get out and knock a ball around, you don't have to spend, you know, even as much money to take your kids out to play golf as you would for a ticket to Lambeau Field. I mean, there are lots of very inexpensive executive courses, et cetera. So here there's a very good golf ecosystem, and I'm sure they'd like to see more people on the courses, but for now it's a heyday for those who like to golf.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was economist Kevin Quinn from St. Norbert College talking about golf's economic impact on the state as the PGA Championship comes to Whistling Straits this week.